The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets this week. Joining us with our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Join us this evening at the Macon County Farm Bureau offices in Decatur for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The meeting gets underway at 6:30 with a light supper, and then we'll have the panel at 7. Panelists for the meeting include Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services, and Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. That's at the Macon County Farm Bureau. If you want to go, just give a call over to 217-877-2436. That's 217-877-2436. The Macon County Farm Bureau offices this evening, a dinner at 6:30, and then the meeting at 7. We hope to see you there. Cash hog markets around the Midwest today are expected to open steady to $1 per hundredweight higher amid fears that cold weather will keep hog barns shut and runs tight. Terminals called steady to a dollar higher, tops from $39 to $44. Peoria called steady to 50 cents higher today with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, January 26th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,445. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50.50 to $63, a weighted average $58.32, a gain of $1.04 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.37 to $51, a weighted average $46.50. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 8,528. The base price range, $52 to $64.25. The weighted average, $62.12, a gain of 74 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.43 to $50.50, and the weighted average was $48.05.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. You mentioned probably the key word for agricultural interests across the most of the U.S., and that is cold. And it will obviously affect livestock owners and those who are in the livestock game. Temperatures in the central and northern plains and the Midwest not expected to be quite as cold as some of the forecasts called for last week. However, cold weather is predicted along with breezy conditions and occasional brief periods of snow with blowing snow. Livestock should be getting used to the cold by now, not likely to see much weight gain as quickly as usual, and supplemental feeding will continue in many areas. No significant thawing is predicted for a while. In fact, we may see temperatures staying below freezing across much of the northern plains and the northern half of the Midwest through this week and, according to some computer models, into next week, with the core of the coldest air coming down in a couple of plunges later this week and early next week. And we could see some below zero temperatures, again, as far south as central Illinois. Extreme lows will drop to around 25 below zero in the far northern plains, with temperatures ranging between 15 and 5 below zero in portions of Nebraska and at below zero as far south as Kansas, Missouri, central Illinois, and the northern half of Indiana. Wind chills could drop to as much to as low as 40 below zero in the northern half of the plains. Snow will be most significant immediately prior to the coldest conditions this weekend. No heavy accumulations presently anticipated, but just enough fall to create some slower travel conditions across, again, generally the northern portion of the Midwest and in the lake effect areas that are prone to some heavier snow bands. South America, Brazil got rain in just about the entire nation at one time or another in the Friday through Sunday time period. The greatest amounts occurred in the common border of southern Goiás, eastern Mato Grosso do Sul, and southwestern Minas Gerais, with northern Sao Paulo picking up anywhere between an inch and a half to 4 inches. Rainfall of an inch to a little more than 2 inches occurred in northern Rio Grande do Sul into eastern Paraná and southern Sao Paulo. Amounts elsewhere ranged from a few hundredths of an inch to a little more than an inch. Summer crop conditions remaining fair to very good, with an ongoing need for greater sunshine and warmer temperatures in the center-south production areas of Brazil. As far as Argentina, less rain is expected this week relative to that of last week. The forecast is no different than what we've been talking about basically for the last week and a half or so. Crops remaining in good shape because of the favorable soil moisture lingering from recent past rains. Showers and thunderstorms will begin ramping up in number and significance once again during the second half of the two-week forecast period. They are still in big need of rain across India, where no significant rain fell in the key crop areas over the weekend. Temperatures warm with the highest readings in the upper 70s and 80s to around 90 degrees. A weakening storm system will move through northern India over the next couple days, producing a few showers, most of the resulting rainfall not likely to be more than a quarter inch, but a couple of greater rain total amounts, maybe as much as 3/4 of an inch, will occur in the Madhya Pradesh area. Precipitation will not be great enough to change crop or field conditions, and not much more precipitation is anticipated for the next couple weeks, leaving much of their crop area in need of a substantial rainfall. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 488.5, up a half. Last trade down a half. July, 498, down 3/4. Last trade up a quarter. March wheat at the Board of Trade in Chicago opened at 465, up 1.5. Last trade down 1.5. July, 486.5, down up 1.5. Last trade down 1.5. March corn opened at 406, up a half. Last trade down 3/4. May, 417, down a half. Last trade, down a half. July, 423.25, down 3/4. Last trade, down 3/4. December, 397.5, down 1. Last trade unchanged. March beans open at 713, up 2.5. Last trade, down 2.25. July, 740, up a quarter. Last trade, down 2.25. November, 763.75, up 3/4. Last trade, down 1.5. March soybean meal opened at 206, up 20, last trade up 30. March soybean oil opened at 29.03, down 3, last trade down 3. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like at least temporarily that the commodities have reached something of an equilibrium, and there's not a lot of fundamental factors out there to chew on.
Well, it is quiet, and again, this morning we're really quiet. The only real sales activity I've seen is we sold 110,000 tons of white wheat to an unknown buyer out here. So, I mean, it is very quiet across the commodity side. You've got your outside markets a little bit easier today. We're starting off a little bit under pressure on the energies, touch under pressure on some of the metals markets. So I tend to think this market is tired. I looked at it last week that the corn market has struggled to be able to hold where it opens at each and every day. We had, since the crop report came out, we've had one day that we've been able to close higher than where we actually opened for any kind of significance, and that was Thursday last week. So the market's acting like it's a little bit tired, and I tend to think that once we've now moved above $4, we've got guys a little bit more nervous about going out here and taking on long positions up here at these price levels. The funds are record length on both corn and beans, I'm pretty sure. So we've got big numbers out of the funds that we got to deal with, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how we trade through that.
So then would you expect a softer tone to start today?
I'm looking for a softer tone to start today, and I actually want to see how we react the next time we get down around $4 because, you know, as I indicate, we're tired on the upside that we haven't been able to get any momentum going on the upside, but every time we get back to $4 on March corn, we seem to have a struggle to find any new sellers to build any momentum to really take us below that. But I do think it would be healthy for the market to have a correction back down into the mid 380s, somewhere thereabouts, and then get ready for another run higher. I don't think we can sell the corn off much at this time of the year. just for somewhat what your weekly commentary was saying about, you know, we really haven't bought the acres that we need to buy, or at least the perception is there that we may not have bought those acres.
Wouldn't you say the same for March beans? They took out last week's low, 7.08.5 in the overnight session, so similar?
I tend to think the bean market is totally tied to the, well, 80% tied to the corn market. You've got a good crop coming in South America. We're not seeing any real big problems down there. So I think that you're going to have to deal with export business starting to drop off fairly quickly, and that's going to be a slight bit negative towards the bean complex. So I think the bean market could actually correct and get at least back down to that gap area, which in the March starts at 695.
And then very quickly, just then, the calls on the beans and the wheat.
I'm going to go with a half to one lower corn. I think beans right now are going to come in one to two lower. Wheat market is again, tied to what the corn's doing. I think it'll be one to two lower as we get started here this morning. Over the meat, you're looking for a moderate upside move in both the corn and I think the cattle as we get started. But I don't see anything big there. You made new contract highs in a lot of the hog markets last week. So you probably end up seeing that market take some profits back out.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to WILL Urbana.